A reading from the book, Preparation for Death, by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Consideration 26, The Pains of Hell. Quote, "And these shall go into everlasting punishment," unquote. Matthew 25, verse 46. First point, the pain of sense. In committing sin, the sinner does two evils. He abandons God, the sovereign good, and turns to creatures. "For my people have done two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and have digged to themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water." Since then, by turning to creatures, the sinner offends God, he will be justly tortured in hell by the same creatures, by fire and by devils. In this punishment consists the pain of sense. But because his greatest guilt and the malice of his sin consists in turning his back on God, his principal torment, his hell, will be the pain of loss, or that pain arising from having lost God. Let us first consider the pain of sense. It is of faith that there is a hell. In the middle of the earth, there is a prison reserved for the chastisement of rebels against God. What is this hell? It is what the glutton who was damned called a place of torments. A place of torments where all the senses and powers of the damned will have their proper torment, and where the more a person has offended God by any sense, the more he will be tortured in that sense. By what things a man sinneth, by the same also is he tormented. As much as he hath glorified herself and lived in delicacies, so much torments and sorrow give ye to her. The sight will be tormented with darkness. A land, says Job, that is dark and covered with the mist of death. How pitiable the condition of a man who is shut up in a dark cave for 40 or 50 years, or during his whole life. Hell is a dungeon closed up on every side, into which a ray of the sun or of any other light shall never enter. He shall never see the light. The fire of this world sends forth light, but the fire of hell is utterly dark. The voice of the Lord divided the fire. In explaining these words, St. Basil says that the Lord will separate the light from the fire, so that this fire will burn, but will not illuminate. Albertus Magnus expounds them more briefly and says that God, quote, "will divide the flame from the heat," unquote. The very smoke that issues from that fire shall form a storm of darkness which, according to St. Jude, will blind the damned. To whom the storm of darkness is reserved forever. St. Thomas teaches that the damned have only the light which serves to increase their torments. In that glimmering light, they will see the deformity of their associates and of the devils, who will assume horrible forms in order to increase the terrors of the damned.